Keep speaking. I was in a local store's checkout line when I recognized a man I knew quite well, not all that long ago. I said hi to him, and he responded by asking how I had been. I asked if he recognized me, and he said, "No, I don't recognize anyone with their mask on." Do you find yourself walking past people without even looking at them? Or are you searching for a pair of eyes you recognize? I've heard the arguments both for and against masks. Do they alarm you in any way? They set my spirit on edge. Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. You find it easy enough to forecast the weather. Why can't you read the signs of the times? Matthew 15, verses 2 and 3. What I am seeing is a nation full of disguised faces, making it difficult to read expressions and muffled voices, which may or may not be understood. I don't wear hearing aids, and I'm told I don't need them. However, I have difficulty understanding the words sometimes. Not being able to see the person's lips or expression leaves me asking them to repeat or walking away without understanding what was said. If faith comes by hearing, as Romans 10:17 tells us, it seems to me that we have a growing issue that we must find a way around. As Christians, we are instructed to always be spreading the word, which was not always easy before 2020, but with our mouths covered, how much more difficult will it become? Most people seem to have their ears and eyes fixed on fear and anxiety. They are hoping that all of our problems will just disappear if everyone would only follow the new rules. The new rules passed down in the past 4 months have changed our lives so drastically that most of us are still spinning. But we need to realize that the enemy is setting larger hurdles for us to conquer. We must continue to find a way to have meaningful, personal conversations, even when we are supposed to be 6 feet apart, muffled, and expressionless. I don't go out a lot, but when I do, I hear less conversation and see more anxious people who fear anyone not wearing a mask. More now than ever before in our lifetime, people need to hear the good news. We do not need to fear this world. Our loving and compassionate Father will guide us through if we will take hold of Jesus' hand and accept his offer of eternal life. Don't stifle the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 in the NIV. Continue speaking life.